Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. More severe weather is hitting parts of the USA to begin the week. Storms that devastated areas in Texas and Oklahoma late last week moved into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states last night. Isolated tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds are possible in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in place for Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas. President Biden is in NorCal this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today, where he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate-resilient projects. Biden is expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The sentencing phase in the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting trial in Pittsburgh begins 1 week from today. The jury handed down guilty verdicts on all 63 charges Friday in a Pittsburgh courtroom. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty. Former Democrat President Barack Obama on a podcast last week called out Republican presidential candidates for not agreeing America is a racist country.
I think there is a long history of African American or other minority candidates within the Republican Party who will validate America and say everything's great and we can all make it.
2024 presidential candidate Tim Scott on Fox News last night responds.
Whenever the Democrats feel threatened, they pull out, drag out the former president and have him make some negative comments about someone running, hoping that their numbers go down. The radical left and President Obama, they have failed.
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A 29-year-old Pennsylvania state trooper is dead, and another trooper is fighting for his life in a separate shooting involving the same gunman over the weekend.
Police say the officers came in contact with 38-year-old Brandon Stein, who was killed by troopers Saturday.
What I witnessed, and I will tell you, in my many years with the Pennsylvania State Police and many serious situations, was one of the most intense, unbelievable gunfights I have ever witnessed.
Lieutenant Colonel George Bevins said Stein opened fire at a trooper barracks. During the manhunt, Stein also drove into a field with a store and a restaurant.
Our troopers put themselves between those people and by force with their vehicles and by engaging him, forced him away from the business.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's husband is deploying to Eastern Africa with the South Carolina Army National Guard. Haley, the former South Carolina governor and ambassador to the United Nations on Saturday, called it a difficult moment, but yet a moment of pride. Michael Haley will likely remain deployed through the spring of 2024, which will coincide with the GOP primary calendar for the next election. The region, including Somalia and Ethiopia, is facing its worst drought since the 1980s, leaving millions facing food insecurity. There are no reports of injuries or damage after a 4.4 magnitude earthquake struck California's North Bay at 8:45 p.m. Pacific last night. It happened near Ukiah. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hey, it might start with a call for some common sense here, right? Okay, today's a federal holiday. I mean, think about it. Federal employees already get, 11 federal holidays. Plus, they've got, vacation time and everything. They're making six figures. Our country is looking at $32 trillion in debt. What's wrong with this picture? Mark Meckler joins us now. Mark is the president of the Convention of the States Action. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm not getting a holiday today. It doesn't seem like you are either.
No. I mean, I'm obviously conflicted with this Juneteenth thing. Just saying. I mean, I'm not trying to create anything sacrilegious here or... it's just here we are. We focus instead of things that bring us together. We're reminded constantly of why we should be divided. And to me, Juneteenth kind of does that, Mark.
Yeah, it's interesting. As a Texan, I'm not really conflicted about Juneteenth because we've been celebrating that here in Texas for a very long time. It is a particular event. It is related to Texas. It's when the last slaves in Galveston, Texas, heard about the Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah, important to note, they weren't freed. They just heard about it. So it's not, I would argue, this is not a holiday of national import, really, for anybody. But it is a holiday that means something here in Texas. And I have no problem with it being celebrated in Texas. A national holiday, to me, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think that we have things already in play that we can celebrate. But again, does it draw us together and unify us more as Americans, or does it just remind us all the more of, some victimhood in that? I mean, I understand in Texas why you celebrate it in Texas, and I think it's more along those lines as opposed to, I think the motivation for Juneteenth was, again, to agitate the racial divide in our country. And I guess that's why it doesn't settle right in my spirit.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Look, if we recall our history, and I'm talking about recent history because most people don't recall the age-old history anymore. They're not talking about it. But recent history is this essentially holiday was put in place due to threats from BLM. I mean, this was during the period of rioting, what's now known facetiously as the Summer of Love in 2020. Cities were burning to the ground. BLM was making demands all over the country. And so in order to accede to some of those demands, we ended up getting Juneteenth as a national holiday. So it seems like the way you get a good national holiday is maybe we need to riot and burn cities to the ground to get an actual holiday celebrating Washington or Lincoln back.
Yeah, that's the consequence of destroying cities in your local community is you get a special holiday or you get to paint up, on a main street your logo. And this is where we are right now, Mark, is that the minority has been given an incredible amount of voice and room here. even what we're experiencing right now in the month of June with, you know, the Nuns of Perpetual Indulgence in Los Angeles. I mean, you had thousands of people outside Dodger Stadium over the weekend and, you know, protesting this. And the Dodgers are just deaf to this. And you got corporate America deaf to this. And even though they're losing money and people are now saying, okay, I understand now. That's the way you want to play the game. You know, I'm not going to support Bud Light. I'm not going to support the Targets of the world. There's plenty of other options out there, and I'm going to start investing or purchasing my goods from those businesses that just want to provide services and not have it attached to, you know, some virtue that they've determined to be more important.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see more and more of this, and I'm maybe in the minority. I think this is actually good for the United States. I think we're starting to see the lines be drawn very clearly between good and evil in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we've been hesitant to do, is to call things out as evil when they are evil. But there's a lot of evil in the country openly today, and those lines are being drawn clearly. And I think that's going to play its way all the way into the 2024 elections.
Without a doubt. And, Mark, I would agree with you. You know, I tell the kids all the time that experience defines preference. And America now is having an opportunity. Okay, it's all out of the closet. It's all out in Main Street right now. We know what the schools are doing in indoctrinating our children, capturing our kids so that they can go get gender reassignment. I mean, there was conversation years ago. First, it started with abortion, right? If your daughter was pregnant, you didn't need to know. And somebody in school was going to take care of an abortion for your child. And here's your child at the dinner table, all distressed. You don't even know what's going on. And when you got a child in that age range anyway, they're moody as all get out and, you know, dealing with their hormones. And then on top of that, they've got some serious issues that you know nothing about as a parent. But yet the teachers at school know about this. And this has been going on long enough. And we've been saying repeatedly on the show, Mark, we have got to return to first principles. I mean, this is what any, you know, CEO, any leader of any organization, when they see they're losing business or they see that things aren't working, they retrace their steps to say, okay, where did we make a wrong turn here? Let's get back to, you know, these basic principles to make sure that, you know, we're doing right by ourselves and by those people who are invested in us and count on.
Yeah. You know, that's fundamental to life, generally speaking. If you listen to a coach who's coaching a championship team and they're struggling or they're getting ready for a championship game, they always say, we're going to go back to the fundamentals, right? In football,
exactly.
Blocking and tackling and mm-hmm. It's catching and throwing in baseball, fielding. And they're always going to go back to those fundamentals. And a resort to fundamentals is how you make sure that your foundation is secure. And I would say, in American society, that resort to fundamentals goes back to the Constitution. Are we living according to it? Are we following it? The answer is, in large measure, no, we're not anymore. And if you want to go even deeper into our fundamentals as a society, we are a Judeo-Christian society. We're based on Judeo-Christian
exactly.
values and laws, and we need to resort to those fundamentals if we expect our society to survive.
Well, John Adams said it quite clearly, Mark. The Constitution was designed for a holy, moral, and religious people. You vacate that, and the Constitution implodes on itself. I mean, look what's going on now. The blatant disregard, even by a president of the United States, blatant disregard of constitutional principles. This is what's imploding right by our very eyes. I mean, we are at war with these antithetical forces, and America has got to wake up and see this as a serious issue. You know, this is our call. I mean, our parents, the call for them and the moment in time in history for them was World War II. You know, for us, it is this cultural war that we're dealing right now. Our parents were able to come together, be united, and save this democratic republic. And here, it's our time and our moment to come together, unify against these forces, these evil forces, as you outlined. And get control, you know, again, of this great country that still, I mean, it has an immense amount of potential still. And it makes me sad, Mark, to think of the wasted time that we're burning, you know, people who want to participate and do great things for their fellow man. If given the opportunity, if we have a country that's allowing things to operate on a level playing field, My goodness, with all the technology and everything, do you realize what we could do, Mark? Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're still a great nation, and I believe we're still going to be a great nation.
Amen. I'm with you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Mark Meckler on the other side. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Mark Meckler continues with us. He's the president of the Convention of the States Action. You know, as our society and businesses continue to go woke and go broke, I mean, the billions of dollars that are spinning out of the register is just unbelievable. And you wonder, you go, how sustainable is this? I mean, are the forces of BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard underwriting the losses of these companies, these major companies, whether, you know, it's Walmart or, you know, Target, Bud Light, as we said. I mean, Bud Light, Mark, here last week got surpassed by Modelo. Modelo, the number one beer in America. And this is what Bud Light, I mean, this is self-inflicted what they've done to themselves.
I mean, well, you could describe it as self-immolation, right? They're lighting on fire, lighting piles of money on fire. We see the same thing going on at Fox right now. Absolutely unbelievable. I never expected this at Fox. I understood that they were kind of going woke and kind of getting soft. But to see what Matt Walsh broke on them, the employee memos, the surveillance of their employees, imposing wokeism, gay porn being imposed on the employees.
Unbelievable.
And they are, I mean, they're hemorrhaging employees right now. I've talked to a bunch of people inside who are under contract that are freaking out because they know it's destroying their reputations.
Right.
I mean, Fox was number, in Tucker's whole time slot in the top demographic, they were number 47 among cable channels.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, what bothers me, you've got people of faith there. I mean, how many women there have written books about, you know, faith and that? I don't know, four or five. And what concerned me and a lot of my friends, and I told them, I said, did you hear what Harris Faulkner said on the air? You know, this, and I said, this does not portend well. And they hadn't heard it. And, of course, now all this is coming out, what Matt has done. And also, gosh, what Matt has done regarding that whole issue of what's a woman, right? That that documentary that he's put out there. What is it? Had over 180 million views. I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's really incredible, Bill. And I've been trying to really keep an eye on what's going on in what I would describe as new conservative media. I'm working on a new show right now. I spend a bunch of time in Nashville when I'm there. I always spend time at Daily Wire. One of the things that's interesting about Matt is I would call Matt now, he is the Tucker Carlson of podcasting. And the reason that I say that is because if you watch what Matt Walsh is doing, he's not covering news, he's breaking news. This is something unique about Tucker on Fox. He was the only guy that was breaking news stories. Everybody else is then commenting on Tucker's stories. You see Matt Walsh doing this over at Daily Wire. He's breaking. He's also making news because, like you said, I mean, he's been the leader on this transgender madness. I'm pushing back against it. And I think you're going to see more and more of this in the conservative media where folks are actually on the attack, making news, not just breaking news.
Well, exactly. Well, it's getting, you know, fortunately, we're the network of, you know, conservative contingency are coming together in such a way that we're, you know, having a terrific, you know, footprint. As I told you, I'm doing a daily TV show and the footprint's, you know, 30 million people. I mean, this starts to add some numbers. Tucker Carlson, he goes on Twitter and what is he gets 10, 15 times the audience, the numbers of people watching, you know, a 12 to 15 minute segment on Twitter than he ever got on Fox. So, I mean, for conservatism, you know, and certainly, you know, for Tucker Carlson, I pray for he and his family that he would benefit greatly because, you know, we all know that this wasn't right. But also we know this, Mark, and I am a man of faith, and I know that God's hands on this, and he's orchestrating this stuff, and we don't need to freak out. We just need to stay faithful. You know, the Matt Walshes and Tucker and you and I need to continue to stay faithful to what God's called us to do. Because he is orchestrating all this right now. We may not be able to see it in its totality, but we're starting to see some movement going on. You know, you go woke, you go broke. People are pushing back saying, okay, look, it. If you want to support those entities that want to groom my children and offer, you know, sex transition and training and all this other stuff, we're out of here. You know, you're not part of my club anymore. And so this is what's going on. And I think this is all a positive issue, ultimately. And as you said, this is not going away. This is going to go, you can be sure, it's going to be part of the 2024 election.
Yeah, you know, and what I think is important to me, and one of the things that I really push trying to cover and talk about, is that there are a lot of great things going on out there. And we tend to watch the news. I mean, you and I have to be, we're professional consumers of the news. And the news is always dark, right? That's what we see. And there's tons of darkness out there, so there's no shortage of material. But what I see when I travel the country is like great patriots out there, no matter where you go, doing great things. And people just, if you watch the news, mainstream news every day, you don't realize it. I'll give you an example, Bill. I was in New Jersey on Saturday. I flew out to New Jersey. I did an in-and-out back to Texas for Father's Day. I was in a place called New Egypt, New Jersey. Most people wouldn't know this place exists. It's an hour outside of Philly. It's completely conservative. It is deep red country. You feel like you're in Kansas or something. The people are so conservative. We packed a church for a talk about the Constitution, for a talk about traditional values. This is going on all over the country. The pastor there, Pastor Dominic Bozo, he actually ran for city council. He now sits on his city council. They've taken over the city council with a majority of conservatives. This kind of positive stuff is coming up all over the country. I think people need to know about the good as well as the darkness.
Well, you're exactly right, Mark. And in fact, I just had this conversation with some friends yesterday, is that the good news is not being promoted. All we're hearing is the negative stuff. And we're thinking, hey, we're losing. We just haven't seen it, you know. And so thank you for reporting what's going on, because that's what I'm hearing time and again. You know, there are bonfires of revival, of people coming back to God and coming back to common sense and taking over, you know, their local, councils and that sort of thing, because that's where it can happen the quickest at the ground floor.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going on all over. I'll give you another quick example. In Wyoming, we had a woman who was a homeschool mom. She was really frustrated by what was going on with Convention of States, but we weren't making enough progress. She got encouraged by Senator Rick Santorum to actually run for the Senate there. And she said, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a homeschool mom. I'm a nurse professionally. I'm not a politician. And Santorum just said, look, you got to run if you want things to change. She ran this session. She was the up-and-coming new senator there. She's a superstar. So I'm seeing this just regular folks deciding, you know what, I'm going to be in the fight. You mentioned that, you know, what our parents and grandparents did in World War II. Well, this is the fight of our life.
Exactly.
We're going to preserve liberty. We got to do what Senator Brenner did there in Wyoming. We're going to have a lot of those stories to tell, Bill.
Yeah, my good friend Phil Hotzenpiller, who'll be on in the next hour, he says that every generation has its mission. Okay, and this is our mission, just like it was for, you know, our parents, as I said earlier. So we need to embrace it and realize that, look, at this is, and what are we standing for? You know, as you said, I know some people, they get a little weird and, you know, think, oh my gosh, good and evil. And that kind of, no, you got to call it out for what it is, okay? Yeah. Because you've accommodated it and you didn't want to talk about it and address it and confront it. This is why we're dealing with this right now. And meanwhile, our kids are being damaged in the process. Because, Mark, these kids that are getting sex transition stuff, this is for life. You know, this isn't something like a bad tattoo or something that, you know, some extra things you might be able to do. You might be able to lighten it up. This is for life, the kind of stuff that's happening to these kids.
Yeah, and I know this is probably bad form, Bill, but I want to give you some kudos because you've had a very long career. You've had an incredible impact. And at a time when a lot of people might go, you know, I think I'm going to slow down and chill out a little bit, you've upped your game and you're doing more content every day. You're now up to 4 hours of content because you see that the fight is on and you want to be in the fight. So kudos to you for
well, thank you, Mark.
The fight and increasing the fight.
Mark, about 50 seconds left. Real quick update, Convention of States and where they can go for more information.
But look, I mean, the reason I'm doing Convention of States is because we need a solution as big as the problem. Federal government's out of control. The people can restrain the federal government. We don't need Congress. We don't need the president. We don't need the courts. We can call an Article 5 Convention of States. It takes 34 states to call that. So far, 20 states have done so. People want to be involved in term limits, balanced budget amendment, taking power away from the Fed. Go to conventionofstates.com and sign up today.
Excellent. Mark Meckler, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Keep up the good fight, and we're with you, buddy, okay? Take care.
God bless you, Bill. Thanks.
All righty. God bless. All righty. Mark Meckler from Convention of the States has been our guest. Great stuff there. Check it out. Make sure you check out the website and activate your citizenship. Remember, it's about we the people.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. More severe weather is hitting parts of the USA to begin the week. Storms that devastated areas in Texas and Oklahoma late last week moved into the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast states last night. Isolated tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds are possible in states like Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in place for Louisiana and Texas, where it could feel as hot as 120 degrees in some areas. President Biden is in NorCal this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today, where he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate-resilient projects. Biden is expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. As you know, Mark was saying earlier, we have been very proactive in expanding the reach to get the information, conservative information out there. You know, we're finding out, in fact, there was a report this morning about, you know, looking at these fact checkers, right, and what they're doing and who are these fact checkers. Well, these are fact checkers. They're biased, and they expose that 99.5% of their donations. These are fact checkers who are supposed to be, you know, monitoring biasness, and they are donating almost 100% to the Democrats. So what do you think? I mean, you know, Joe Biden was squashed in terms of his ability to have a government, a misinformation czar. But, you know, they find other ways to do this. And we just have to keep our eyes wide open to understand, you know, because some of this stuff is so obvious, it just defies common sense, as Mark had said earlier. But, you know, I do want to mention, again, our gratitude for you, you know, our listeners, who have supported the campaign, this campaign for truth and liberty. And it continues as we continue to grow and go into our next step of, you know, doing a daily TV show, an hour every day that airs live at 1 o'clock and available, you know, shortly thereafter on anywhere you watch your podcast and tune in. So whether it's Roku or YouTube TV and that, and this gives us, another, you know, form to be able to interview and get into these topics deeper. I mean, it's not about 8-second sound bites. I mean, we are hopefully, I mean, our gift to you and to all of us here is that we elicit, as my old mentor would say, a positive emotional response, that you are more intelligent, that you find out more about it, or that you're motivated to find out more about whatever topic it is, whether it's convention of the states that we're talking about, anything that has to do with the Constitution, that you're able to look into this. Because as I say time and again, don't just take our word for it. Yes, I mean, we're very privileged to have top-notch guests, people who've been around for 30-plus years, invested in their careers and backgrounds, I mean, PhDs. I mean, you hear and you listen to the type of guests that we get here. We're very blessed to have the quality of these type of guests on, you know, on this show. And it's because of you and how you supported us to get us through and over the hump, you know, previously. And so this campaign continues. It's an association in partnership with Hill of Hope. They're a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. So when you click on the donate button, you're going to see Hill of Hope. But we're partnering with them. And the reason we do that is so that your donation will be tax deductible. Is that cool? Okay. So thanks again. So whatever it is, whatever God placed on your heart, $5, we're all in. If we're going to get this country back on track, which, 65% roughly, más o menos, of the country agrees that we're on the wrong track, well then, look, it's going to be up to you and me. It's you know, we all need to do our part. It is, as the Constitution says, those three most important words that absolutely, you know, freaks out the liberals, because they have no idea. I mean, they really don't. They may say we the people, but they don't understand the gravitas. They don't understand the foundation and the meaning of we the people and what it represents. You know, we got 340 million people here. The cumulative intelligence of 340 million people. I mean, wow. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But yet the government, okay, those powers to be, that basically have turned the org chart upside down. Our founding fathers realized there's no way you can manage, you know, behavior, you know. But if you allow people to be self-responsible and independent and self-rule, works a lot better. You know, you don't need that many police. You don't need to be constantly vigilant, because there's self-vigilance. There's self-responsibility. Our kids are raised in that manner as well. Sadly, we've fallen short, particularly in this last generation, admittedly. But it's never too late. It's never too late. Because at the core of all this, as we were suggesting in our conversation with Mark Meckler, it has to do with our relationship with God. The country is where it's at because of its relationship with God. Okay, this has been a deliberate and purposeful march by progressives for over 100 years to take God out of the picture. And we allowed them to, first of all, take over the educational system. And so the slow walk has continued. And look at what they've done. And finally, by the grace of God, you might say God blessed us with COVID. Because look what happened. Look what we found out. Okay? And I don't say that in light, you know, without thinking about the people that died as a result of COVID. But our eyes were opened up. And we're lucky, really, when you think about it, how fortunate we were that more people did not die. But okay, now that our eyes have been opened up and we realized what our country was doing to us, and I say our country, I'm talking about elected officials who don't care about you. What they care about is power and control. That's all they want. Power, control, let me get reelected, let me continue on with my side hustle so I can continue to make, you know, millions of dollars. Meanwhile, well, the people that I'm supposedly supposed to serve are getting bupkis. And one of the big things, in fact, I was sharing with a group yesterday, some good friends yesterday, that and people are starting to realize this, is that think about the number one thing that Joe Biden did that hurt us so severely, that opened the door to, you know, to inflation and all this pain that we've been enduring. When he killed oil, cut the, you know, Keystone XL pipeline, made an announcement that we're all going green, you know, on a dime, We're going to stop on a dime and we're all going to go green. Okay. This is the worst leadership, the manifestation of leadership. I mean, this is how you kill a country. This is not how you build a country. Certainly not unified. He killed all kinds of jobs. And it's laughable to me when he comes and says, oh, I'm the job creator in chief. No, you're not. You didn't create job one, Bubba. You know, what you did is what we're doing right now is just based on the will of the American people and self-innovation. These jobs are coming back. Some you absolutely murdered. They'll never come back. Businesses will never come back because of COVID. And we're finding out, of course, now we're seeing all these emails. Thank you very much, Dr. Fauci, which we knew and reported on. We knew it was diabolical. And there's more to the story. but you know, we're at that, you know, a few good men, you can't handle the truth kind of thing. But America, you got to handle the truth if we're going to get this country back on track and reclaim it. But we need to have voices out there. We need to have platforms like this platform that, you know, GCN, our primary network here in the morning, provides us. And in the afternoon with the TV show that provides us so that we can interview these guests to make sure that you're getting information, because we realize that, look at, you know, even with Fox, I mean, I'm sad to hear it. It grieves me to think, because they got good people there, people of faith. And, you know, for them to be forced into this situation, but we saw this coming, right? When you've got, you know, John Fleetwood from American Faith's been reporting, you know, for years, when you've got, you know, these three major companies that are controlling corporate America, okay, these investment firms, you know, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, look at their commercials now. They try to seem like they're all, you know, they're today's America and they're all for us and that. That's a narrative. That's something they want you to believe. But you got to look at the true fruit of what they're doing. And what they want to do is obliterate. They're sending a wrecking ball through everything that is American. That's why Donald Trump just drives them nuts. Because Donald Trump reminds people he's got such a major, you know, a major platform and voice in this marketplace, speaking common sense to people. And the thing is that, look at, even now what he's talking about, it's not like he's talking about, well, maybe I might be able to make this happen. You know, I might be able to do such and such. For 4 years, he was hamstrung and impeded at every turn, and look what he did for this country. I mean, if you think not, check out DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy Murdoch has a brilliant piece, and it compares two things. It compares, you know, the administration of one Donald Trump, 4 years, and all the good things he did from A to Z, and also it compares, you know, what Joe Biden has done from A to Z. There is a clear differential. Your eyes are not lying to you. Your pocketbooks are not lying to you. Our commitment to you is that we will pursue the truth from a biblical worldview no matter where it leads. That is our commitment, and we will continue to do so. And I thank you for supporting the cause. Go to BillMartinezShow.com. Click on the donate button. Whatever you can do. Thank you very much.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. I know our program called for Matt Brainerd, and evidently there must be a problem with him connecting with us, but we will definitely have him. Of course, Matt worked in the Trump campaign. He has done a lot, in terms of keeping the awareness of January 6th front and center, and I appreciate his passion. And by the way, as a program note, we're going to be talking live, from prison with Jake Lang. He's going to be on again, and, a great story. He's going to be featured on our TV show. I think it's Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern, and if you miss it there, you can, again, go to YouTube TV, other sources, go to our website and click on it, and you'll be able to watch the interview. I mean, I'm excited. It just blew me away that we're able to have a one-on-one with him, on this TV show, with Jake Lang, who's a J6 prisoner. He's been in prison, for over 2 years. And I think he told us the last time that by the time he gets to court, which will be later on this year, would have been in prison for over 30 months. And the difficult thing is what they do with them is they move them around. I mean, it's kind of weird the way he hasn't just been in the D.C. gulag, I guess, on one hand, thank God. But I think he's had like 10 or 11 different prisons that he's been transferred to. And you really don't think about, what that involves. But all of a sudden, he's got to reestablish his infrastructure, how to work with a commissary, how to clothing, all this stuff that is crazy. But, you think, well, he's in prison, so he's got plenty of time. Well, but still, your world is upended. I mean, and this is a minor deal, not to mention the fact that it's his freedom that has been taken away from him, for what? And when others, this is this two-justice system that's been brought to you, by the Biden administration and the weaponized Justice Department, what they have done to the American people, what they've done to us. And we cannot forget those hundreds of political prisoners and how they've been treated. And of course, then we see what's happening with the former president. I get it. I mean, the people I speak with, they're spitting nickels over this whole deal. And at the same time, they're being careful because, if you look at the polling, as many people who believe that Donald Trump is being mistreated, you've got that again. American citizens that think, yeah, put him in jail. They buy into the doctrine of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the rest of these that have done everything to claim that Donald Trump, somehow is an awful person. When, I said this the other day, I said, he's an everyday citizen. Oh, he's not an everyday citizen. Well, he's a very wealthy everyday. I get it. But I mean, in a sense, he didn't come out when I made that statement. It wasn't he came out of the beltway. He didn't come out of the garment and the paradigm of this bureaucracy. He was from the outside. And again, for many of us, for years, we thought, gosh, you know, if we could have a true chief executive officer in our government, it would go a long way in, you know, controlling it and controlling it in a way by getting it back on track and maybe hope upon hope having some level of efficiency. But, you know, it's like designed inefficiency because it's not about being efficient. It's about jobs for union workers. Okay? It's about getting reelected. It is the doctrine of the Beltway that is antithetical to the free market system and everything else. I mean, you know, we talk about a two justice system. I mean, we've got a two market system, one that operates for its own self-interest and the other, which is out there, you know, innovating, paying taxes and feeding this blob out in Washington, D.C. And what do we have that we can say at the end of the day, even if the State of the Union, maybe the people need to have a State of the Union and say, hey, this is no bueno, what you guys do. You know, there isn't much that we can shout from the rooftops, man, this is so great, you guys are doing such an awesome job, you know, let's give you a bonus or whatever. No. Yeah, you know, I mean, help me out here. Maybe I'm sounding too cynical. But look, we've got a great country. You know, as Mark Meckler said, I believe in we the people. I believe in the 330 million, even those that are maybe bamboozled and closed-minded. And I hope to God I'm not closed-minded on this situation. You know, because I do buy into what Jordan Peterson said. And that as you become so ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. What a waste of time. What a waste of humanity. And that's what I think about. I think about here, those of us who are living in this time, you need to have the best opportunity. This is why you're blessed to be, you know, if you were born into America, you were blessed for this opportunity, for the most part. Right now, the government is throttling it back and depriving people of their freedoms, which just upsets me beyond expression, let me say to you. Because I think of the human potential that is being wasted. You know, this war on poverty that's been going on since the mid-60s, near $30 trillion that Bob Whitson and I talked about last year. And what has it done? Are people all the better for it? You know, no. What it did, it kept them on the plantation. Sam Sorbo reminded us, he said last week, just keeps them on the plantation. Is that disgusting? But it's also soft, okay? It's also soft. And you get people who are focused on survival, and they're focusing on relying on the government for their government cheese and their monthly paycheck. The government has become their daddy, because that's what President Johnson wanted to be. It's what the Democrats wanted blacks. And now blacks are looking at the minorities looking, going, wait a minute, what have you done for us? Like, we even had a black president. It didn't get much better. In fact, anything, it got worse. But here it is. We still have the structure. We have the infrastructure of a great country where the Tim Scotts of the world and, you know, and Dr. Carson and so many others, you know, can come across. Montanez, you know, Richard Montanez. Great story. Flaming Hot, by the way. You got to watch this. Hispanic. Oh, my gosh. Saved Frito-Lay. All kinds of stories that are available that potentially can still be written because of this great country in which we live in. But we got to get all this self-interest that countermands that, that gets in the way. All this stuff right now, this cultural stuff. I mean, are we all the better? I mean, we're going to transition our kids and change their sex. And, you know, just like kind of like what we went through COVID, a lot of theory out there. And how much damage was done. You know, they don't want to report on it. They don't want to talk about it. Because they've determined that Dr. Fauci and everything that Dr. Fauci touched was, you know, near sovereign and godlike when they created more problems. You know, and here it is, even a governor of a state who was responsible for killing thousands of seniors. They don't get rid of him for killing thousands. They get him on some sort of, you know, some sexual harassment deal. And they force him out of office. Go, wait a minute, really? I mean, the guy kills thousands of people, defenseless people. See, but this is what an oppressive government, a totalitarian government that our government is becoming. But again, I remind you, we have the infrastructure to take the country back. Whether, as Mark said, whether it has to do with the convention of the states, local elections, taking over your local governments, your boards, your school boards, all this, because you know as well as I do, common sense says you can't go around and have, you know, this disgusting sexual material, you know, thrown at kids that are ill prepared for it. And they do this in such a way that then what do the parents do? You know, are the parents talking with the kids about it to even, you know, reconcile what has been dumped into their consciousness at a time when perhaps it's too young? But no, the educational system is determined it's okay. But I go back, there's in the Book of Solomon, the recurring theme, do not wake up love before its time. Think about that. And it has to do, in part, not only about, you know, the general sense of love, but the whole sexual aspect. You know, the sexual expression. That we have this counterfeit that has been going on. You hear me often use this, is that we have to focus on the legitimate. You know, in much the same way that bank tellers do. You know, they don't study counterfeit bills. They study the legitimate. So that when counterfeit bills come across, you know, their desk or, you know, what they're doing, they, boom, man, they know it because they've studied the legitimate. And this is what we need to do. You know, we need to come together and, again, focus on the legitimate, on every aspect of our lives. Recommit ourselves to that which is genuine and ignore the noise. I mean, you're right. Your eyes aren't lying to you. You know this stuff is disgusting. You know it's not of any benefit that is going to make the lives of your children and your grandchildren better. You know that instinctively. But you got to take a stand. You cannot just fold your tent on this. You know, there's that poem, Don't Quit, and there's a paragraph in it that's very appropriate and powerful, is that the battle rages, and we cannot give up. Because as this in this poem, Don't Quit, it says, often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. It was said by Winston Churchill, never, 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 never give up. We've got a great country here. We've got great people in this country of ours. And we need to ensure and preserve their capacity and their ability to realize their God-given talent and giftings. And whoa, what a blessing that will be. You know, not only for them, but for the rest of us benefiting from their talents and gifts and what they're dying to express. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body...